I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski. Thank you again for tuning in this week for yet another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. I'm your host, and this is the space where we talk about not just how we create amazing client experiences, but also how you, the client, can not only get increased value, but also amazing transformation. That's really what this is about. So, and if you follow me and follow my Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care, you know, that's what we talk all about, is how to make the best changes for yourself. So thank you again for joining me today. I am joined today by Catherine O'Leary, who calls herself the quiz queen, if you can believe that. So I'm really excited. We're going to have a great conversation around how she designs her client experiences. And for those of you that work in the business space, you're going to want to pay attention to this. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Allison. I'm excited to be here.
Of course. Absolutely. So I know you and I were talking before we hit record a little bit about your story. I know you've worked in corporate, you've done some direct sales work. So the business world is not new to you.
No. So I spent about 25 years in corporate, and I was always in that market research and consumer insights, expertise, and in that role. And, you know, that's just a really fancy way of saying I asked a lot of questions of a lot of consumers. Translated those answers back into corporate ease. So back into new product development or marketing campaigns or sales conversations or, you know, whatever the strategy or the objective of the corporation was at the time. So I've worked with Apple, I've worked with Pepsi, I've worked with Adobe, all over the world to, you know, basically ask consumers, what are they struggling with and what do they desire? And then translating that into, you know, what the corporation needed to do next to meet those, you know, those struggles and desires.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's something that corporate spends a lot of money on, millions yeah. of dollars. It's something that entrepreneurs don't spend hardly anything on and they don't spend a lot of time on. So what I've noticed when I kind of got into my own entrepreneurial journey was, you know, you assume because you have a solution that's going to meet everyone with, you know, that solution is going to be the solution for everyone that has the
yeah.
problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we tend to go into a conversation of, if you have this problem, great, I have a solution.
Yeah.
Just give me your credit card and let's go.
Yeah, right.
And that's a little bit like proposing marriage on the first date.
I love that. I think that's such a good analogy, right?
Because it's kind of creepy, right? Like, you haven't asked any questions yet. You don't really know if your solution is the right thing for them.
Right.
Because, you know, we're asking lots of the time, we're asking big questions.
Yeah.
Things like, you know, if you're a business coach, how do you get somebody from six to seven figures if they're stuck on six figures? There's a lot that goes into that question. So just saying, oh, I've got the perfect solution and, you know, just give me your credit card. There hasn't been enough dialogue. There hasn't been
yeah,
enough.
Right.
You don't know me yet enough to be able to say your solution is right for
yeah.
me, because you haven't asked me anything. Other than
one of the ways that you help, one of the ways that it sounds like, and I'm just saying this because this is what you shared with me before. One of the ways that you're able to get the answers to these questions that aren't being asked, you know, to your point and mm-hmm. in conversations that people are having, is that you do quizzes.
Correct. That's the quiz queen.
Yeah.
So I actually took all of that market research and consumer insights and, you know, translated that into a business where now we're asking questions to take our clients on a bit of an experience, a self-discovery journey
uh-huh.
of, you know, the problem that they have, that 3 a.m. problem, that one thing that they wake up with
yeah.
in their own words, right? So your ideal client has an issue and they wake up and, like, you know, at 3 a.m. and they're struggling with it, or they desire something, they wish for something. Turn that into a question that draws them in and then have a little coffee chat almost.
Yeah.
A little, okay, you know, you're having this issue. Let's have let's have a little chat about it. You know, where are you currently in the situation? Maybe, you know, what have you tried before? What do you have in place?
Yeah.
You know, what are you struggling with most? And then you can go into, oh, it sounds like what you're struggling with is this part of the pie.
Uh-huh.
That's what, you know, we can talk about. So in my example of this, the coach that goes from, you know, takes people from 6 to 7 figures, there might be a couple of things that go on there. There's mindset, probably. There's systems. Yeah. There's team, right? Mm-hmm. And there might even be some leadership issues going on, right?
Yeah.
That's a big conversation to have.
Totally.
Right? So ask people, okay, well, you know, how long have you been in business? What kind of a team do you have in place? What are your IT systems? When you think of your mindset, where are you on a scale of, you know, abundant to, you know, kind of in fear?
Totally.
You know, what are you struggling with most? And then with a few questions, you know, 5 to 8 questions, you can then direct them to say, you know what, Allison, it sounds like you're dealing with team issues right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we're going to cover everything in the program, but your biggest challenge is team. Mm-hmm. And if you walk away with nothing else, here's a couple of different solutions mm-hmm. that you can start with for team. But if you want to learn more, uh-huh. this is the kind of the cherry on top of a quiz. If you want to learn more, let's get on a call.
Yeah.
Because then I can tell you about not only team, but I can tell you about the mindset stuff and the IT things and the leadership things that you need to be aware of. In that conversation, it's been a bit of a, they've discovered and unlayered that, oh, you know what? It's team that's really kind of holding me up at this moment of this bigger kind of problem. And you've helped me now mm-hmm. with that one part of it that I can, you know, take away and think, oh yeah, okay, now well,
why do you think then as, and I'm speaking to all the business owners that are listening, regardless of how long they've been in business, lead generation just seems to bring up a lot of charged feelings for people. A lot of people have a story that it's too hard, that there's not a right way to do it. You know, there's way too much information out there. And here's one of my favorites. The online space is so loud and busy. Nobody's going to find me anyway, right? Because one of the things that I teach is what I call the hybrid business model, a combination of in-person and online.
Yep.
So I guess I would love your opinion on why do you think people have a negative feeling or story about lead generation?
I think there's a couple of things going on. So I think there's shiny object syndrome.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Because there's no one magic bullet, right? And I think instead of chasing the next best thing, whether that's a Facebook challenge or a LinkedIn strategy or, you know, an event or networking group, stop for a second and get super, super clear on what your ideal client is struggling with and figure out what that is in their terms, like in their language.
Their words. Yeah.
Use their words because that's where they are. Like we forget.
Absolutely. Yeah.
As a solution provider, we forget we're on the other side of that fence.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So we're using words that they don't understand yet because they're not on the other side
and
of the fence.
The other thing is that as business owners, and I know I used to make this mistake too, up until several years ago, you assume they already know. They don't know.
They don't know.
They're not aware. They're not like conscious of it, right?
And they don't live it like we do.
Yeah, right.
So, so getting into their words, there's also a little bit of spray and pray. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'll do 3 minutes on Instagram and 5 minutes on TikTok and do a couple of things on Pinterest and I might touch Twitter over here and then I'll go to a whole bunch of networking events and then I won't go for a long time. Stay in a lane mm-hmm. and get really comfortable. Like do what lights you up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And your clients will find you. So if you're talking in their language to your ideal clients, places where you have fun hanging out, then lead generation becomes less of a chore.
Yeah.
Right.
And I love how you talk about make it more about think about what you enjoy doing the most, right? Yeah. And one of the things I always ask my entrepreneurs, a big question I ask is, can you clearly state how you help people solve their problem, right? But you also, can you speak about it in a way that really excites you? Because I think mm-hmm. I think as entrepreneurs, we start thinking about all the things that we can do, but that's not, that's another way to really confuse people. So you're not like kind of sticking to what you call that 3 a.m. question or thought that somebody's having.
Exactly. What's waking them up at 3 a.m. and either giving them a nightmare or making them wish they could.
Yeah.
Right. And that's a really like no one in the history of ever has woken up wishing that they had a better client attraction system.
Yeah.
That is not what they say.
Right.
It's just not.
That's not language you would want to use, for example, right?
Exactly. Like they use language like, I wish I could get more clients. You know, I wish I could find more high quality leads.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like so that I'm not wasting time.
So vetting. That you would use.
Exactly.
For what, right. Yeah. Right?
So, or like a business coach wouldn't, you know, and this is really dangerous for people, especially people that have multiple degrees and so on. Stay away from jargon.
Right? Yeah.
Stay away from the acronym. Stay away from the jargon. I'm the world's worst offender of this. But people don't understand it.
Yeah.
And as soon as they don't understand, they're gone because there is a lot of white noise out there. It is harder to break through.
Yes.
It's not hard to break through to your ideal client if you're solving the problem that they just woke up with.
Well, but also to your point, it's using simple language.
Yes.
You know, and there are a number of different ways to do that. You know, one of the things that I teach in my strategy is you want some of your content to do some of the heavy lifting. So you want to do what I call visionary content and connection content and, you know, story content and all that, because that's how people make a connection with you. Because ultimately, I think people are looking for themselves in what we talk about too, to your point.
Right. They want to be the hero in their story. So don't try to be the hero in their story. You're not the hero. You should be the guide.
Right. Right. Very good point.
So, and what a quiz does is have them uncover about themselves what's going on in their business and where they're struggling. And then you can come in as the guide, quote unquote, and say, it sounds like mindset is kind of a particular sticking point for you right now.
Right.
Let's, you know, bang out a few, you know, kind of tips and tricks here. That's your quote unquote lead magnet, right? If you walk away and don't do anything else with us, that's fine. Great. You know, you've gotten a couple of tips, but if you want to learn more, then let's get, on a call. Let's get on a webinar, a masterclass, or, you know, whatever that looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally. So let's talk for a little bit about how you design your client experience, because obviously the work that you do is really like, I mean, it's obviously focused some on lead generation because that's one of the outcomes that you promise, right? But so you probably really spend personal time with your people, right? Mm-hmm. And I would suspect that there's probably like teaching and everything going on, which is easy to do with a group. But if you're really trying to help people identify what those simple questions are that could be in their quiz, you probably have to have a little bit of both, I would think.
Yes. There's a lot of time. So a quiz is not something that you bang out usually in like an hour. Like it's not a checklist. No, it's not, like if it's done really well, it'll last you 3 to 5, you know, years potentially.
Yeah.
If your target audience doesn't change. So spend the time on that 3 a.m. question, on really making sure you got it right. Right.
Yeah.
Do the Google searching, do the Amazon, you know, searching, find out what books have been written on your topic. Go on to, you know, Google News to see what, you know, but like what Forbes is writing about or what Entrepreneur, you know, is writing about or whoever, Cooking Light, whatever your niche is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And make sure that you've got the right language and the right message, because that's going to help with everything, not just your quiz. It's going to help you talk about your offers. It's going to help you talk about your business and, you know, with everything, with posting and all of your, content. So, you know, we spend time on that and then getting into, okay, now what makes sense in a coffee chat? Because really, if you're sitting down with somebody that's a friend that's going through this, you know, issue where I know you're a business coach and I know you help people get 7 figures, you know, what are the questions that you would ask a friend? Because that's what you're doing, right? So, you know, think about that. Like you're sitting down at a coffee shop or you're sitting at a, you know, over a glass of wine or something. And this person is coming to you and saying, I'm stuck. You don't go immediately to great, I can help you. Like, let's just get on the next, you know, session. You say, okay, well, wait a minute. Like, let's talk about this. What you probably most businesses already have this because they have questions that they ask in their discovery calls or in their strategy calls, right? So you already have a lot of this. You just have to now think of it from the point of view of your ideal client going through it, kind of teaching them how to think through it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, what question makes sense next to ask? Because you don't want to go from, you know, what color is your car to what you have for breakfast to what's your dog's name and then say, here's your financial plan. Right. Like that makes sense.
Right.
So you always want to think, what's in it for the consumer? What are they going to learn?
Yeah.
And what journey do you need to take them on to make them to kind of have them organically connect the 3 a.m. question with your solution?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's a little bit of, okay, well, let's talk about it. How long have you been in business? How many team members do you have?
Yeah.
What systems do you currently have? Like, do you have a sales system? Do you have a marketing system? You know, like, what is your biggest challenge right now?
Well, and you also too want to really invest some time in getting to know them and getting a feel for what they do so that you can really personalize the experience. And in these coffee chats, to your point, is a lot of like how you do your dialogue with your clients, I'm guessing.
It is. I mean, it's just in question format, right?
Yeah.
And it says, those questions say a lot about you. So how you phrase the questions, you know, what answers do you include that they can check from that might make them think of a different way of thinking?
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I hadn't thought of it that way. You just put this answer in that I can check. And I hadn't even thought of that as an option. Huh?
Yeah.
You know, like you can show off your expertise a little bit by doing that. And it's just in question format. And it, you know, at the end of the day, they get a little bit of a, mindset is where I'm getting tripped up. Here's a couple of things that I can do right now. That makes total sense to me, right? Yeah. Allison is now a mind reader. Of course I want to be working with her, right? To continue on this journey with myself. So you've built that know, like, and trust factor up.
Yeah. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. What do you find are, as a business owner, we'll talk about the business owner standpoint first, so just from your perspective, what do you find are some of the challenges in you attracting the kind of people that you think you can help the best?
Oh, that's a great question. I think that a lot of people come to me before they're ready. So they are, because a quiz tends to be kind of a 2.0 version of your lead generation, you know, like,
yeah, it's kind of a fresh take on just an intake form or whatever, kind of like what we're used to having, like the good old contact us that you see on a website, right?
Exactly. Yes. Now the thing is that, it's collecting a lot of data. So, you know, like, we can go into that later, but the quiz tool itself, it's like 10%. It's like the iceberg. It's the stuff above the water. The other 90% is the stuff that nobody ever does right now. And that's like where the cool stuff really can be. And that's to your point about the customization of the messaging and the communications and so on. But, you know, a quiz is really good for those people that at least know who their ideal target is. So people that come to me and say, oh, I help everyone. I can't come up with a question for everyone. Right? Like, I mean, it's just, it's too broad. You got to niche down.
Well, and it's not helping anyone. It's like what we talk about in, we talk about this in health and fitness a lot too. Everybody can benefit from health and fitness, but that doesn't mean that you're the best person to help them with whatever it is that they're struggling with. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also that you don't want to necessarily help everyone because we don't get along with everyone. Like there are some, you want to make sure you're dealing with your ideal clients.
So you're not always the best fit for everybody.
Exactly. And that's fine. Yeah. I love it when people like drop off my quiz, right? Because I'm not the person for them, right? Yeah. I attract the best and I release the rest because they are somebody else's best.
Yeah, right.
So God bless, right? Off you go. Yeah. Like that.
How fantastic. Do you ideally find your people? By using your own type of quiz? Like what are some lead gens? Well, like what are some ways that you attract the people that are best suited for you?
So for me, personally, because I work with podcasters, broadcasters, and speakers for the most part, I do a lot of networking, I do a lot of speaking, and I do a lot of podcasts. And I use my quiz as my free gift on summits, on podcasts, on, you know, even in networking groups. And then I also have my own podcast. So I invite people.
Oh, fabulous.
That, yeah. So I invite people on that, you know, can benefit from a quiz and we talk about that as well. So, but what I like is that, like, that's what lights me up, right? Like, I love networking. Yeah. I love speaking. I love podcasting. I don't spend a lot of time, for example, on social media. So I don't do a whole bunch of posting and stuff because it's not me, right? Yeah. What I love about quiz is that regardless of how
somebody is, you could
still where you're pulling the traffic from, regardless, they can all go through the same quiz.
Yeah.
So regardless if I'm doing something on LinkedIn, I do a little bit there, or I'm at a networking group, or maybe I'm at an event of some sort and I'm speaking, the same quiz can be used for all of those. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm doing Facebook or if you're doing LinkedIn or whatever, like you can use it for all of that, but I stick in my lane. I stay in my lane. I stay with what lights me up because when I'm lit up, I attract the people that are going to be really
totally good. Right. When you're doing the things that really you're the best at doing. And that really nobody can do quite like you. I mean, I know a lot of people who are amazing at podcasting and networking and all the things that you talk about, but we all have our own unique style and our own unique way of doing things, right?
Yeah.
And it's that energy that we want to be in, you know, in our business so that we're attracting the best people.
Well, it's just more fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's more fun that way because you attract people that are attracted to your energy. So you're obviously going to be a decent fit. It's odd not to be. And what I like about quizzes is that they are platform agnostic. So, you know, they can work with anything like your email campaigns, your whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it does do the vetting for you. So if somebody's not for me, you know, and somebody doesn't want that, you know, that help for, you know, getting to that next level of client attraction, that's fine. They probably
don't. Or what I like to talk about is like, what's going to do the heavy lifting for you?
Mm-hmm.
It's like we have to, and if we can do the things that we're really excited about and let something else take off of our plate, maybe what we're not the best at doing.
Yeah.
Not only are we going to give our clients a better experience, right? They're going to get more value and ultimately, you know, a bigger, more powerful transformation, right? But it's also going to serve us better as a business owner too.
Correct. Yeah. And the more information that you have to at the beginning, the better that you can form that relationship up front. That's a little tighter and a little more like, this is fitting. This is good. Before you even get onto that sales call, it just makes that discovery call or sales call so much easier because it's not a case of, is this for you? Now it's a case of what part of this is for you.
Yeah.
Like, like, is it the high end offer? Is it the mid end offer? Like, I mean, you're not convincing or cajoling. You're actually conversing.
Yeah. No, I get it. So let's just talk for just a few minutes about, from a client perspective, obviously we've talked about some of the challenges that people have with lead gen. Probably by the time people get to you, they have a kind of a negative story about lead generation, right? That's why they're coming to you. But what do you think are some of the challenges that you found with people that not just people that you've worked with, but people that you talk to as potential clients with adopting your system?
So with adopting the system, I think that it's something that is, it's not a one-off. It really is part of your strategy.
Yeah.
And if you behave like it's part of your strategy and it's part of, like, you know, basically it's like your right arm, then it'll work a lot better for you as opposed to I'm going to use this over here and maybe, or maybe not. And where it's just going to sit on my website and I'm going to hope that people see it and take it. Like, you know, your client, your quiz is thirsty. You need to feed it. You need to, like, you know, it needs to tap water. So you want that constant stream of leads going into it so that it's, you know, that it's vetting those ideal clients for you.
Yeah.
So you can't just leave it and hope that people are going to take it.
Or just kind of put it out there and hope that people find it. You need to be talking about it too.
You need to be talking about it. You need to be promoting it. I'm not saying paid ads at all. Like, that's not what I'm suggesting. I mean, if that's what you're doing, that's great. That's a higher level.
I get it.
Having some, you know, fairly good income before you go down that route. But, there's like a million ways to market your business.
Yeah.
And just, you know, making sure that this is part of your actual strategy as opposed to just a one-off siloed thing. That makes it a big difference.
No, yeah. So let's talk then for just a few minutes about some of the wins that you've had with people and helping them, like, solve what for a lot of people is a massive gaping hole in their business.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I mean, do you have any like stories right off the bat that you could share?
Yeah. So, I have my own story where I used, the reason why I got into quizzes was because I was struggling in my network marketing, business, with leads that just weren't going anywhere. And when I created my own quiz, I tripled my leads and doubled my sales.
Wow.
So that was my indication that, okay, it worked for me. So then I did it for friends and then I actually created a business around it. Cause that's how the evolution went. But, I have, clients that, you know, are using their quizzes to promote their book. So pre-book launch.
Yeah.
You know, to get a buzz around their book and, like, you know, coming soon and here's the character or what character are you in this book or, you know, those kinds of things. And then, you know, post launch, they've actually put the quiz in the book as a QR code or something like that. So now you've got like a circular logic thing. The quiz goes to the book goes to the quiz. It's, you know, you're just driving sales. So I have, one client who's on a book launch tour right now that she's using the quiz, when she speaks about, her book on podcasts and so on, she uses the quiz to drive them to, the book launch so that she can capture the emails, right?
Yeah.
Because we were talking before, Amazon doesn't give you people's emails.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So before they go to buy her book, she actually she does the quiz in order to build her list.
So that
she has people to go to the course for and people to do the next.
It's kind of like something I think that people aren't really expecting as something I think when people see like an intake form or a questionnaire, especially if it's like more than 5 or 6 questions, I'll do that later. I don't have time or whatever, but a quiz can be kind of like, oh, well, this could be fun. You know, it's just kind of a something different.
Well, quiz tells the client something about themselves. A questionnaire or a survey is just for businesses to collect data.
Yeah.
Right. So it's one way. Like it's, I give you a bunch of information and then you go off and use it and I never know why.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas a quiz is a little bit more of a, what, you know, what's my superpower? What's my biggest hurdle to getting to 7 figures or, you know, whatever that is, but it's about your client.
Yeah.
In their language. How do I solve this problem?
Yeah, so absolutely. I love that.
They walk away learning something about themselves, which is, I mean, that's their favorite subject, right? Themselves.
Totally. Right. Right. Anytime you give a business owner a chance to talk about what they do, I think it's a win. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of our people really like retreats and events, since that's a lot of what we do in my business. And I know you have a retreat coming up. Can you share some information with my audience about that?
Yeah. So, I talked about speaking earlier. So there are a couple of us that actually kind of ended up on a speaking circuit, over the last year, and we've formed a little bit of a loose mastermind and peer group around helping each other with our businesses. And we call ourselves the Manifestation Squad because everywhere we go, we end up in the presidential suite, you know, and a private pool. And like, we end up with these ridiculous accommodations and events that happen for us. And it's just really cool. And we all do different things. We're all coaches. And, you know, we've got a speaker coach and, you know, an energy coach and a coach around, you know, the roadmap to building your business and kind of leaving corporate and going into entrepreneurship. And we all have different, ways to help entrepreneurs. So we put together a retreat in Puerto Vallarta for December.
We're going to have
people in this private villa. It's got a private chef and we're just going to take them through each one of our, like, so you're basically getting four coaches for the price of one. And we're going to just take through, like, let's talk about your business, where it's at, where you want it to go, and what can we manifest and what can we co-create and what can we help you with?
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, that sounds great. So, So where can people find you and connect with you?
So for the retreat, you can go to themanifestationsquad.com.
Oh, wow. Actually, have a website with that on it. Okay.
Yep. Themanifestationsquad.com. And then for, if you want to learn more about quizzes, you can go to quizformybiz.com and take my quiz. Find out what quiz is good for you.
For my biz. Like quiz the number four, my biz.
It's actually FOR. So quizformybiz.com. And you can, see how a quiz works and see how the funnel works and then get on a call with me and we can see whether or not a quiz is right for your business, which I already know it is because I haven't met a business yet that can't have a quiz.
Oh, I love it. Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today. It was great to talk to you and learn more about what you do and really how you're creating uniqueness in your client experience, because you're really helping a lot of business owners solve what is a huge problem for them. So fantastic.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks out there listening, if you would like to connect with Catherine, you can scroll down, find her information in the show notes, quizformybiz.com. It doesn't get any more simple than that. If you want to learn about her retreat coming up in December, you can find that link in the show notes as well, manifestationsquad.com. Is that correct?
The Manifestation Squad.
So there's lots of amazing value that we've talked about here today. A lot of really good golden nuggets to walk away with, especially around lead gen, about getting clear about who your ideal client is, how you help them, and most importantly, how you can really clear some of the clutter out of what you talk about. Because, you know, as you know, on this show, we talk a lot to business owners about a lot of the problems that they're having, but also about a lot of the wins that they're having. And this is a huge win what Catherine helps you do in your business. So if you're feeling inclined or moved or inspired and feel like you would like to connect with her, then please feel free to do that and find her links in the show notes. If you think though that this episode has not only been helpful for you, but you think could help someone else, please copy the link and send it to them as a free gift from me, or you're welcome to connect with me on my website at www.theallisonk.com. And either I will do it for you or someone on my team will take care of it for you too. We have a whole team dedicated just to our podcast. And so we can make sure that you get what you need. And if you're in the business of client experiences, if you would like to share your story, how you're creating and improving, delivering customer value, which leads to massive transformation for your clients, which honestly is the goal for so many of us in business, if not all of us, we would love to talk to you. So please connect with me again on my website, www.theallisonk.com, and we can begin the booking process for you. That's what I got for you this week on the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and for all of your support. We'll see you next time.